Brazil, one of this year's favorites to win the World Cup, plays its first match later today. Now, fans at home are not sure about sporting the team's national jersey, which, during the recent contentious presidential contest, became synonymous with Brazil's far-right president. NPR's Kerry Kahn has a story.
It's become a familiar sight at marches and rallies of the nationalist supporters of Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro. Nearly all wear the canary yellow soccer jersey and wave the national flag. Symbols, they say, are emblematic of their movement led by Bolsonaro. The right-wing leader who narrowly lost last month's re-election bid left the country deeply divided. He's claiming fraud, and his supporters are still protesting and still wearing the jersey.
Vou tentar não colocar o verde nem o amarelo.
That's why some sports fans, like Vanessa Morales, says they won't wear the jersey, even while watching the national team possibly win a Hexa, a sixth World Cup title. She doesn't want to be confused with a Bolsonaro party supporter. A party that ended up taking over our t-shirt. She says it's sad not being able to wear it anymore. Instead, she'll wear her local red Flamingo team's t-shirt, like she's doing at a recent parade in Rio de Janeiro. She says hopefully in the new year, when Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva takes office, Brazilians will wear the national soccer jersey once again. Lula's supporters aren't waiting that long. They've created their own version of the famous jersey, says vendor Renato Monteiro, making brisk sales in an outdoor market in Rio de Janeiro.
Nós resgatamos o símbolo da nossa pátria.
Monteiro says we've rescued our homeland from Bolsonaro with the jersey-style t-shirt. It sports a picture of the bearded president-elect on the front and Lula's election candidate number 13 on the back. It belongs to the people, and we've taken it back, he adds. And profits aren't bad either. He says he sold 20,000 in the run-up to the World Cup. But Brazil's Soccer Confederation wishes the country would just put politics in the past. It's running this ad with its own take on a popular Brazilian song, encouraging pride for the old amarelinha, the yellow shirt. Come on, Brazil. Come on, yellow shirt, it goes. One of the country's biggest beer companies is hoping to focus on soccer and, of course, alcohol consumption, too. But these three soccer fans who've come to celebrate at their local team's recent parade say political reconciliation is possible. One voted for Lula, one for Bolsonaro, and one abstained. Look, says 40-year-old Leandro Cojeda, the election is over. If we can come together all under one color yellow, then the country can. It's time to unite Brazil. Although he jokes, of course that will be way easier if Brazil wins the World Cup. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.